Well, Iran has quadrupled its uranium enrichment production as tensions grow with the United States. The two nations have been trading thinly veiled threats and insults, with Donald Trump warning Tehran that it will be, quote, met by a great force, unquote, if it does anything to harm US interests. Iran's leadership has countered, telling the US president that he will get a better outcome if he treats them with respect. PM's Nick Grimm has been following developments. He's here. Hi, Nick.
G'day, Linda.
Donald Trump campaigned on a promise to get America out of wars in the Middle East. So why is he talking like he seems intent on bringing the US to the brink of a new one?
Well, Linda, to be honest, he probably doesn't actually want a war with Iran, though some analysts suggest members of his administration would probably welcome one. The National Security Advisor, John Bolton, in particular, he's quite hawkish. But remember, too, that the president's stock in trade in international matters like this is to talk tough while staying ambiguous when it comes to what he's actually going to do. We saw that formula in his dealings with North Korea, for example.
Brinkmanship, very risky, though, isn't it?
Oh, sure is. And what does rattle observers is the potential for that ambiguity to create misunderstandings. Now, in the case of Kim Jong-un, he was dealing with somebody who wanted that photograph shaking hands as much as he did. But with Iran, it could unleash a rapid escalation that could take the saber rattling somewhere far more dangerous. US Navy helicopter crews circle above their warships, shooting footage as they sail in formation towards the Persian Gulf. The exercise is said to be a display of US lethality and agility to respond to threat, including the unspecified nature of that Donald Trump insists is being posed by Iran. At the White House, the president reinforced that message as he prepared to step on his own helicopter.
We have no indication that anything's happened or will happen, but if it does, it will be met, obviously, with great force. We'll have no choice.
And in case it wasn't clear enough already, President Trump reframed his words and repeated them.
I think Iran would be making a very big mistake if they did anything. If they do something, it'll be met with great force, but we have no indication that they will.
Iran has responded with rhetoric of its own, Foreign Minister Javad Zarif tweeting,
Hashtag economic terrorism and genocidal taunts won't end Iran. Hashtag never threaten an Iranian. Try respect. It works.
And Iran has also offered its own imagery. The official spokesman for Iran's Atomic Energy Agency, Behrouz Kamalvandi, using a media conference to introduce a masked man described as an official with the Ahmadi Roshan nuclear site in Natanz. There, he revealed, Iran's production of enriched uranium was being dramatically scaled up.
The capacity of the country's enriched product, through some technical modifications, has been increased by nearly four times without adding any new chains or centrifuges. The design information related to this has been submitted to the International Atomic Energy Agency.
The increased production will take Iran beyond stockpile limitations agreed under the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. But Iran says the enriched uranium will not be weapons grade and will remain within the levels suitable for power generation. Tehran has set a July deadline for Europe to come up with new terms for its nuclear deal, or it says it will proceed to enrich uranium to higher levels. Nagar Murtazawi is a Washington-based Iranian-American journalist and consultant editor at Britain's The Independent. She spoke to BBC Radio.
Well, it's still, we have to be careful that this is still not, with reporters, that this is not even close to weapons-grade uranium, because when you talk about uranium, everyone is reminded of a bomb. This is not close to a weapons-grade, but it's Iran is basically pushing the limits of the nuclear deal. The way they see it is that they have abided by this deal. President Trump violated it last year, pulled out of it. The Europeans did nothing to help Iran to make up for the loss of President Trump leaving economically. So the Iranians are saying, now we're going to push the limits and basically give Europeans this kind of deadline or urgency that they have to do something. And this is basically the first news in that. And it's the way for Tehran to also respond to what they see as provocations coming from Washington.
Well, of course, we're very concerned. I think the US is concerned as well.
But as tensions escalate, British Foreign Minister Jeremy Hunt has warned Iran against underestimating the resolve of the United States.
We want the situation to de-escalate because this is a part of the world where things can get triggered accidentally. But the long-term solution to this problem is for Iran to pull back from the destabilizing activities it does throughout the region, which are causing everyone so much worry.
But even as the US ratchets up economic sanctions against Iran and deploys its forces to the region, Tehran has dismissed its tactics as psychological warfare and a political game.
Nick Grimm with that report.